Adapting a human pain management tool for use on livestock. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Pain management patches for people have been around for decades, and researchers are now modifying the technology for livestock. Jeremy Powell is a veterinarian and animal science professor at the University of Arkansas.
We're just really focusing on trying to find a long-acting method of pain mitigation just to help improve animal welfare with some of these regular management procedures like castration and tail docking, and then also for animals that may have injury or disease problems such as lameness to help in these different livestock species.
One of Powell's study partners, Jorge Almodovar, is an associate professor at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
So our idea is, can we engineer something that we can just simply place on the animal right at the same time that they undergo this procedure, and then that patch will provide all the medicine it needs to alleviate the pain while the animal recovers from those procedures.
The patches use biodegradable microneedles to administer pain meds. They could replace the need for daily pain control injections. There are still some procedural issues to work out, so the project continues. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.